Samsung goes to court to get a look at the new iPhone.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson, in for Steve Chiatakis. Samsung is seeking a court order to make Apple show it upcoming models of its products. It says it needs the sneak peek to defend itself against an Apple lawsuit that charges Samsung with copying. For more on this, let's bring in Nilay Patel, who's a tech journalist with ThisIsMyNext.com. He's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, what exactly is Samsung demanding from Apple?
So Samsung is demanding to see the next version of the iPhone, and they're demanding to see the next version of the iPad. And the reason they're asking for it is because Apple was just granted the ability to see a few of Samsung's new products. So Samsung is basically saying, Apple gets to see our new products. We want to see what Apple has in the works as well.
And is there any chance that a judge would actually say, Apple, you have to show your future products to Samsung?
The likelihood is probably low. The key difference is that Samsung had already announced all of these upcoming products. They just haven't been released to the market yet. Apple doesn't talk about new products until Steve Jobs pulls it out of his pocket on a stage, right? So that's a big difference. I think ultimately the judge will say, well, Apple hasn't announced anything yet, so you can't ask for things that they haven't even shown the public.
What does this tell you about the tech landscape generally, that we're seeing lawsuits to get the competition to show what they're doing?
I think it shows exactly how cutthroat mobile has become. Mobile is the next big pie for all of these companies to get a piece of. And, you know, there's no one winner yet. It hasn't reached the point where you have a Microsoft on the desktop. People don't like lawsuits, but they're a sign of a healthy marketplace. They're a sign that the competitors in a marketplace are trying to figure out exactly what the boundaries of competition are.
Nilay Patel, tech journalist with ThisIsMyNext.com. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Well, to the box office now, where The Hangover 2 won the weekend, though some people probably didn't pay to watch the movie because they watched a pirated version. There's a new bill in the U.S. Senate that would give the government more tools to stop that kind of thing, as Marketplace's Jennifer Collins reports.
The first Hangover brought in nearly $500 million, with lines like this.
Hey, guys, you ready to let the dogs out?
What?
Do what?
No, like, who let the dogs out? Who?
The Hangover was also among the top 10 most illegally downloaded movies. International piracy costs the entertainment industry $20 billion a year. Now, a Senate bill would let U.S. courts force U.S. internet companies to shut off access to foreign websites much faster.
We're talking a matter of hours, matter of days.
Michael O'Leary of the Motion Picture Association says that's critical.
It's not uncommon at all to have hundreds of downloads within just hours.
But law professor Jack Lerner says some websites could be shut down unfairly.
There is a big question about false positives, and we've already seen that with domain name seizures of domestic sites.
Oregon Senator Ron Wyden has signaled he may filibuster the bill. The House is looking at similar legislation. I'm Jennifer Collins for Marketplace.
And let's do the numbers. Stocks are mixed in overseas trading this morning. Frankfurt down just a hair. Wall Street is closed for the holiday. On Friday, the Dow jumped 38 points to close at 12,441.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing retirement solutions that can help to guarantee income for life through its affiliated companies in the U.S. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta, connecting millions of small business owners and new customers every day on the web at manta.com. Sustainability coverage is supported in part by the Comer Science and Education Foundation, dedicated to supporting innovative programs making a positive impact on the lives of individuals and communities.
Hundreds of people gathered this morning in Gloucestershire, England, for the annual Cheese Rolling Festival, where they hurl a wheel of cheese down a nearly vertical slope and contestants chase after it. The official event this year was canceled for budget reasons, but as Christopher Worth reports, some diehards are keeping the custom alive.
I made my way to Cooper's Hill, which has been used for cheese rolling contests here for centuries. And as you can hear, getting to the top isn't easy.
It is a steep climb.
And a 600-foot drop to the bottom.
I don't know how you'd ever run down this.
But when I meet Richard Jeffries, a longtime organizer of the event, he recites the call that's prompted countless numbers to hurl themselves over the side.
One to be ready, two to be steady, three for the cheese, and four, the runners go after it.
First one down gets to take home the cheese, a 7-pound wheel of double Gloucester, which tastes like a sharp cheddar. But I wouldn't call what competitors do to get there running.
Get the cheese!
This video from a couple of years ago shows people literally toppling down the hill.
It's near impossible to stay on your feet.
Chris Anderson has won 6 times, and as he can attest, someone always leaves in an ambulance.
Knocked myself out in 2007, woke up on a stretcher.
But what started as a local rite of passage is straining under the weight of its growing popularity. In 2009, Richard Jeffries says 15,000 people flocked to Cooper's Hill, far more than ever before.
I can remember 60 years ago when maybe 300-400 people turned up.
With bigger crowds, local authorities imposed strict rules. Jeffries and other volunteers were suddenly dealing with things like traffic management and security. Richard's wife, Jean, says the cost of the event quickly went from around $11,000 to over $300,000.
And the only way we were going to pay for all of it was going to have to be to charge people to come. And we really were never comfortable with that.
Organizers did try to introduce a $30 ticket fee this year, but they were met with fierce opposition.
Eventually, we said, we can't do this, and we walked away.
But Chris Anderson and a couple of renegade cheese rollers are planning an unofficial festival today.
I think it's definitely going to go ahead. Got to keep the tradition going, really.
The only cost should be the $60 per wheel of cheese. About 1,000 people are expected to show up. In Gloucestershire, England, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
And you can see that video of the cheese rolling that Chris talked about at marketplace.org. Finally, the NBA Finals start tomorrow, and there's one company that doesn't care if the Miami Heat or the Dallas Mavericks come out on top. American Airlines. It owns the naming rights for both teams' arenas. There's the American Airlines Center in Dallas and the American Airlines Arena in Miami. So the airline wins either way. Analysts say each game in the series is worth about $9 million in brand exposure for American, which lost $12 billion in the last decade. In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Business news. It's not all banks, budgets, and bottom lines, you know. At Marketplace, we think it can be lots of things, like...
So, maybe you've heard of the Kardashians.
iPhone and iPad app.
Christian Dior.
Wine.
We Fit.
Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
The NFL.
I'm Kai Rizdahl. Whether you need news or the numbers or just a good laugh, join us next time for Marketplace, the business show for the rest of us. It's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.